Arrogate retired to stud at Prince Khalid bin Abdullah's Judmont farm here in Lexington in November. This time last year, Arrogate set the racing world alight, winning the Pegasus Grade 1 and breaking the track record, and then going on to rally from last to win the Dubai Classic. Despite this, Judmont Stallion's nomination manager, Leif Aaron, does not consider him a shoe-in to take the Horse of the Year title this year.
Well, I think because there's not a really strong criteria for what is in the Eclipse Awards. You know, it's if you look at the best performances of the year, what he did in Dubai and what he did in the Pegasus World Cup were probably two of the best performances. But if you look at overall body of work for the year, Gunrunner won 4 Grade 1s and, you know, beat Arrogate in the Breeders' Cup too, you know? So that's probably why we're a little bit of a long shot for it.
Arrogate was spotted by Judmont Farm manager Garrett O'Rourke.
It was the Keeneland September sale, and it was a team effort between Garrett, Donato Lanny, and Bob Baffert, and all three of them together. They found a few horses that they liked, and Arrogate was the one that kind of stuck out to Garrett and Donato, and Bob liked him, but he was not as high on him, but they went with him anyway, and the rest is history. It was a pretty fortunate day. Judmont's had a little bit of a shift in focus to try to get more dirt horses, more of a presence back out in California. So it was only natural to have a California trainer like Bob Baffert pick out the horses to run on the dirt, to send out to California to have more of a presence. And it worked, which was great. And we have a few more out there now, and hopefully they're half the horse Arrogate was.
Arrogate has already won the three-year-old title and will start breeding mares next month.
Does it change a breeder's mind on whether they're going to breed to the horse or not? I don't really think so. I mean, when you look at what we've gotten in the book so far, I mean, Songbird's the most expensive horse to sell since Havre de Grace in America, and she's coming to Arrogate in a first crop, and that was long before the announcement of who's going to get Horse of the Year. So I think it's nice, and it's nice for Judmont, and it's great for the Prince to have, you know, those kind of accolades, but at the same time, as far as how it's going to affect his book and his stallion career, I don't think it's as important.
Arrogate can already boast an impressive dance card for his first season.
The quality right now of the book is unbelievable. It's, I think we're right now at 30 Grade 1 winners or Grade 1 producers, which is outstanding. And young mares, too. It's really good. But while we have that unbelievable quality and royalty, we really wanted to get some hard-knocking race mares. So we do have a little bit of room left in the end of the book here that we're trying to recruit those kind of horses in here because we want to have a good diverse set to figure out what's going to work when they go to the track and see if we see any patterns as far as what's working so we know what to get in the future. One thing we're doing with his book that's a little different from other farms is we're only covering 120 outside mares. Judmont's going to breed 20 of their own for a total of 140. And there's not a lot of new stallions out there that can say they're only covering 120. Because when you go, it's just basic supply and demand. When you go to Keeneland September to sell a yearling, or you go to Keeneland November or Phasing November to sell a mare, you are going to be one of a few. We're doing that in hopes that breeders will give us their better mares, which so far has worked, which we think will give him a better shot at stud, but we just got to get the best mares to him we can and hope it all works out.
Although Arrogate trained out of the West Coast with Bob Baffert, he's essentially returning home to Kentucky after being bred here by Clear Sky Farms and bought out of the Keeneland September sales. According to Aaron, he settled in nicely.
He's doing great, especially before it got cold. Well, you know, right after he got here, right after the Breeders' Cup, we turned him out and He has a great mind, and he'd stand out and eat and take it easy. And then once he got a little spoiled out here, too, because he's the king. So, you know, now when it's cold outside or there's a wind or whatever, he wants to go in and get his blanket on. All that is kind of funny, but he's adjusting. He's doing really well.
Regardless of whether he wins the Eclipse Horse of the Year title on Thursday, Arrogate will always be the big horse at home.
It's already a celebration because he's already done so much for us, winning the races he won. He won the two richest races in the world, and I don't really think you can ask a horse to do more than that. I mean, it really has been quite the ride. So whether he wins or not, we still love him. We're still the biggest Arrogate fans, and he'll still get plenty of carrots. I don't think he could eat any more than he's getting already.
Gunrunner is the favorite to win Horse of the Year, and Always Dreaming, the locally bred Kentucky Derby winner, is nominated in the 2017 three-year-old male category. 17 awards will be given out to horses, jockeys and trainers, as well as the Eclipse Award of Merit to Frank Stronach and the Horse Player of the Year Award to Ray Arsenault. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.